Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
All right. Are you ready for some kitchen hacks, Laura?
Yes, please.
If you want to make your sliced avocado last longer, place it in a container with a sliced onion. It slows down the oxidation process and keeps the sliced avocado fresh for a few more days.
Ooh, interested, but wondering will it taste of onion? You wouldn't like that, would you?
I wouldn't be a fan, no.
No, but do you like avocado?
No, but I thought I'd give it a mention anyway. It's not about me, Laura.
No, I'm just wondering, you know the way you ate onions? I'm wondering, would it?
Oh, I'm
a
sure
bit like our clove of garlic
yeah.
one.
I'm sure maybe it would, what's the word? Permeate.
Infiltrate. Or permeate, yeah.
Infiltrates, yeah. That's,
either
that's,
or.
Sounds worse, but yeah, let's use that one. If you want your butternut squash and sweet potato chopped into cubes, it can be really hard to cut them from the outset. So what they're saying is bake it low, 20 minutes. When it's done, it'll be soft enough to peel and chop. Handy.
Okay.
A potato hack. This is brilliant. Pierce a potato with a fork and heat it in the microwave for 5 minutes, then bake them in the oven for 15 minutes, and they're done in 20 minutes instead of an hour. All you got to do is pierce them with a little fork. Brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant.
How many minutes in the microwave first?
5 minutes in the microwave.
Five.
15
okay.
in the oven. That's
okay.
20 in total. And so you're saving yourself 40 minutes there, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
If you want perfect broccoli florets with less mess, turn them upside down first and then cut through the stem. There you are now. I know you can buy broccoli florets that are just perfect, the frozen ones. But if you want to be doing it yourself, that's the way to do it. If you need an onion, but you don't need all of it, I never heard of this, Nora. I know, as you just mentioned there, I despise onions, but I know you love them. So if you've got like an onion and it's chopped in half, if you want to make it last longer, you spread butter on the side of it before you put it back in the fridge, and apparently it keeps it fresh. Never heard of such a thing.
Neither did I.
Well, this is what home hacks are all about, Laura. Don't you be mocking me home hacks now.
I'm not mocking
you
them.
You are mocking.
I'm just thinking of my butter, thinking, would I want to waste it smearing it on the side of an onion? That's
yeah.
all. I've other things I want to be doing with it.
If you're boiling pasta noodles, now my kids love noodles, add a stock cube to the water, and apparently it increases the tastiness of the
okay.
pasta. And when you add a little bit to your sauce, that broth adds a kind of savoury flavour to it. So do you know the way you get the instant pack noodles and the
yes.
kids adore those things? If you've none of those left and your kids are bombarding, you don't want noodles for dinner, I want noodles, there's a hack for you. Stock cube in with your pasta noodles, and it'll give them that savoury flavour that they love.
Brilliant. Probably healthier as well, because there's loads of salt in those things.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
looking at the, you know, the little sachets? They're
yeah.
ridiculous. They're probably healthier.
Apparently your bananas are like avocados, Laura. They take a long time to ripen, and once they do, they over-ripen too fast. So to make the bananas last a few more days, wrap the top of them with cling film.
Okay. Never yeah. heard that one before. Very yeah. good.
That's what it's all about. Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.